Welcome, dear listeners, to another captivating episode of Bharat Ke Wow, where we unravel the spiritual tapestry of India's sacred temples. Today, we embark on a journey to the divine abode of Anekatankadishwara, the Lord who removed the hurdles of Ganesha's marriage. There exist two temples dedicated to Sri Anekapeshwara, one near Gaurikunda, en route to Kedarnath, and the other right here in Kanchi. To distinguish the latter, it is referred to as Tirukkachi Anekapeshwara or Anekatankadishwara, located along the path to Kanchi Kailashanatha temple. This sacred site, adorned by the priest, by the child saint Tirignan Sambandar and Sundaramurthy Nayanar, holds a special place as one of the Padal Petra Sthalams in Thondai Nadu. Sundaramurthy Nayanar vividly describes this place as bathed in sunlight, echoing with the songs of nightingales and inhabited by numerous enlightened souls. A truly sanctified spot where Lord Anekatankadishwara graces the holy city of Kanchi. The Sthala Purana recounts a captivating tale. Once, Maharishi Marichi resided in Kanchi, engrossed in rigorous penance. One day, while bathing in a lotus tank, he discovered an abandoned female child lying on a lotus leaf bed. Overwhelmed by compassion, he adopted the child, naming her Vallabha, and raised her as a devout devotee of Lord Shiva. As Vallabha grew, her exceptional beauty attracted the attention of a demon named Keshi, who abducted her. Desperate and terrified, Vallabha turned to Lord Shiva, pleading for rescue. Lord Shiva, moved by her devotion, commanded Vinayaka to protect her from the clutches of the demon. Devi Parvati, mother of Vinayaka, advised him to seek the blessings of Lord Shiva in Kanchi to ensure victory in the battle against Keshi. Following his mother's counsel, Vinayaka installed a Shivalinga in Kanchi and fervently prayed. His unwavering devotion assured him success, and he defeated the demon Keshi, liberating Vallabha. To celebrate Vinayaka's valor, Lord Shiva and Devi Parvati solemnized the marriage between Vinayaka and Vallabha in the presence of the Anekatankadishwara. As a result of this divine union and Vinayaka's worship, Lord Vinayaka became known as Anekapeshwara, where Aneka signifies elephant. The temple complex includes a modest Rajagopura facing north and a single Prakara. The east-facing Garbhagriha houses the Shivalinga with a granite Nandi just outside. The koshthas around the Garbhagriha feature images of Vinayaka, Dakshinamurti, Vishnu, Brahma and Durga, with a separate shrine for Chandigeshwara. As this is the place where Vinayaka worshipped Lord Shiva and united with Vallabha, a dedicated shrine for Vinayaka can also be found here. And with this profound tale of devotion and divine grace, we conclude our journey into the sanctified realm of Anekatankadishwara. Thank you for joining us on Bharat Ke Wow, where each episode unveils the spiritual treasures of India's rich heritage. If today's episode has touched your heart, please subscribe, share and leave a review. Until next time, may your path be illuminated by the blessings of Anekatankadishwara. Namaste.